It's not just an age thing, because Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire was 2000. Color of Friendship was also 2000. You just probably didn't watch them all because you were poor and couldn't afford the Disney Channel.
Always had the Disney Channel.
Sounds like you're a poor.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode number 45 with my next pick. The show where we take a random topic and draft a team and let you guys decide who you think picked the best one. I'm your host, Topa, and since I can't draft alone, I brought along two really happy guys today. Justin.
I'm not happy at all. Topa finally won. I'm pissed off.
And Kevin.
If I don't say anything, does that mean it didn't actually happen?
False. Yeah, so let's get into a recap of last draft. Today's a good day. I'm having a great day. I played golf today. I whipped Kevin's ass. And not only did I whip Kevin's ass there, I whipped Kevin's ass in our last episode. We drafted the best British artists and bands, and I finally won, and I feel good about that.
Yeah, so let's get to the victory lap. Thank you for winning, Topa. You can get to your victory lap. Go.
Well, no, we got to do the fan interaction first. Let's not try to just jump around.
Let's
like
just skip all this early part. Nobody wants to hear it. We had side bets. I know Vegas was taking bets on whether to win and. And when and if Topa was going to get a win.
Well, you guys are suckers because because Vegas very clearly knew what they were doing. They made the odds insurmountable, so you'd all bet against me, and then bam, they kicked your ass. They cheated.
What?
So they made, I don't know, dude. Vegas had everyone bet against me, and then they rigged the voting.
You are.
Oof. Well, you know, because we do this thing where I do these show notes, and we have like a thing we're supposed to do, and then you guys just change it whenever you feel like it, and I'm supposed to just be ready for that.
Yeah, that's called, we're not a scripted show.
Not scripted, but we do have structure. Kevin is so adamant about structure. You don't want the show to have structure, and then he's the first one to be like, nah, let's just do whatever we want.
Yeah, but in fairness,
if me and Justin did that, he'd probably poop his pants. And he
that's not true.
3 days.
Probably be like the fourth time I was almost kicked off the podcast if we try to change any type of structure.
Justin, didn't I go with you last week when you wanted to talk out of order and Topa had a conniption about it?
That's a little bit different than you're moving entire segment.
You only went with me because it was convenient for you to go against Topa and piss him off.
Exactly.
Because you knew it would aggravate him.
That's exactly what the three of us do. We literally just... One person says something, the other person says something else, and then the other person's like, who am I going to piss off today? Justin, you said your mother called you last week to complain about Topa banging his mic.
You did do that.
Well, she did. But Topa and I would get along really well if it wasn't for you. You're the known antagonist.
Good. How about this? You guys call up your boy Lisa, or your girl Lisa, replace me.
I think you're amazing. Oh. An amazing woman.
Anyways, done. We want to shout out Tim. Well, I want to shout out Tim.
Why?
Why? Read the show notes and then you'll know why.
Something about Queen, but like I'm uninterested.
He's the wrongest person in America. He was upset that Kevin took Queen one overall. Queen is absolutely a first round pick. Mm-hmm. And the only person with a worse take than him is Kevin when Kevin says that Fleetwood Mac isn't good.
Fleetwood
Mac's really good. Yeah, I think anyone that went in the first round... I don't think there was, like, a clear 1-2-3. I don't know, like, what was he upset about?
He was upset that Queen was picked in the first round.
Maybe at all. He probably doesn't like Queen at all.
Yeah, which is ridiculous, because they're so good.
That's blasphemous. That doesn't even need to be mentioned.
And then someone named Billy was very happy with Kevin picking the Spice Girls.
Yeah, that's my boy.
He was one of the few, because Kevin did not do well.
I didn't do terribly. I did better than I thought. I didn't win, and I wasn't going to win. But I knew that from when Justin said, Kevin, you got the first pick. So I'm okay with it. But Billy, I appreciate your backup there, because I agree. More people, Spice Girls was the best pick of the last 9 picks, give or take, right? I think Spice Girls.
False.
There's nobody who didn't love the Spice Girls.
Kevin, yes, there is. The best pick out of the last 9 picks as the last pick in the draft, you would have won walking away.
No, it's not
true.
So
you're saying Spice Girls is better than Eric Clapton.
Yes.
Spice Girls is better than Eric Clapton, better than Phil Collins, better than The Who.
For favorite? Yes, absolutely.
Maybe better than The Who. Go on. Who else?
Better than Oasis?
No.
Better than, I can't remember who my, Fleetwood Mac?
No.
Better than Pink Floyd?
No.
Yep. No, not better than Pink Floyd. Pink Floyd wasn't in the last.
They were a fourth round pick.
No, Pink you're an Floyd. Idiot.
Oh, I'm
you're
sorry. Stupid. It was David Bowie. David Bowie's a fourth round pick. Still way better than those Bicycles.
David Bowie, by the way, shout out Andy, is hung like a horse, in case you guys were wondering.
Everybody in America, everybody in the world already knew that.
I didn't know this previously, but I luckily think.
Have you never seen The Labyrinth, you idiot?
No, I haven't. I got a picture sent to me of David Bowie and Speedo, and Jesus Christ, man. Put that thing away.
Yes. Kevin, I don't think he has to worry about that anymore, Justin.
Well, today on the way to golf, Kevin made me listen to the other two Spice Girls songs that he claimed were good, and
they were terrible, I bet.
No, they're great. They're
God, great. They were so bad, dude. No,
not true.
Oh, man.
Not true.
You know the worst part about Topol winning is not only does he get to moderate the entire thing, but he also gets a victory lap and to read the promo.
Yeah.
I'm a busy guy. You can read the promo if you want. I don't give
a shit. No, I didn't pre-read it because God knows. God knows I can't read on the spot.
Well, let's get into our victory lap.
Victory!
Lap. Here it is. This is my favorite win ever because it's
been
such a
long...
Hold on.
That's not how the victory lap goes. You don't just get to introduce yourself into the victory lap. You know what? You just lost your victory lap rights. Right, Justin?
Yes, you lost it. It's gone.
That's it.
I don't need a victory lap because I won and that's all that matters. Anyways, our promo tonight. Is your dog too smelly? Do you find yourself gagging whenever they enter the room? Well, come on down to Pup and Suds for all your dog grooming needs. We know how disgusting your furry friends can get, and we guarantee that when we're done with them, they'll be clean enough to eat off of. Mention with my next pick for 10% off your special Kevin package.
Why are you eating off a dog?
I don't know, man, but that's what Pup and Suds is all about. The Kevin package, I've heard, is a very thorough clean.
We couldn't get, I apologize to the fans, we tried, Team X Blades no longer exists. We couldn't get them as a sponsor. I tried. I called up my friends. It just did. It wasn't going to happen.
He has no friends.
I
was going to say, now that people know you're lying.
I have many connections in the rollerblading world.
Anyways, let me take you back to a simpler time, the early 2000s. Maybe you're between 10 and 12 years old. What are you doing at least one Friday night a month? Well, if you're anything like us, you're sitting at home, getting ready to watch the latest Disney Channel original movie. We love those. And so to bring back those happy memories, today we're going to draft our favorite Disney Channel original movies. And guys, since I won, I get to pick the order.
Oh, I didn't realize we were drafting with Christopher Walken today. Guys!
Also, can I point out before you pick the order, when that motherfucker came on the screen with his fucking wand, he drew the little Disney, the Mickey
Let's
Mouse ears.
A Disney Channel movie.
You knew you were in for a fucking good night. You had the popcorn, you kicked your feet up, and it didn't matter what the fucking movie was, you knew it was about to be good. When that dude dropped on the screen...
You were going to love it no matter what it was.
Yes, absolutely.
So I'm going to go with the order. I'm going to let Justin go first, and then myself, and then Kevin will be our bookend. So before we get started, do we have any rules, Kevin, for this draft?
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty easy draft. Disney Channel original movies. So this came up earlier. No Lion King, nothing that was produced in movie theaters. They had to go to the Disney Channel only, and that's the only prerequisite.
The ones that you really care about, though, started in, like, 98.
Yeah, 98 to about 05.
Like, literally when we, like, our prime time of, like, sitting down and watching a movie at night, like, before we fell asleep.
From the ages of, like, 8 to 13 was really my wheelhouse with the Disney movies. Anything after that, I don't really know. But
that is where most of our picks will come from, I assume.
That's a big facts. All right, Justin, why don't you get us started, then?
I love all of these so much, and there is not a number one for me. I'm sure there are for you. I'll pick something. You guys will say it is wrong, but I'm going to go with Halloween Town.
Yeah, Topa, what were you thinking, man?
I was hoping to grab that one. I don't know, man. There are so many good ones. I was hoping to grab that one second.
I don't know. I thought that was a big miss. I don't know. I'm not really sure what you were thinking, especially with the time of year. Maybe if we did this in March?
I was thinking like October. Everybody's probably watching that right around now, so I'm pulling that first. That's what drew me.
Yeah, that's a great pick. And I was hoping that you wouldn't. I knew Kevin was going there. I was hoping maybe you wouldn't. I was wrong. Whatever.
All shambles.
Good way to start.
Panic dope.
I'm not panicking at all.
One pick in, he's already like, I'm wrong. Damn it.
Nah, you know, I was hoping I'd get Halloween Town. I didn't. It is what it is. I'll make up for it the rest of this draft. I'm going to take Brink. I think Kevin picked it.
Yeah, and I was right.
And you were roasted because it's not a good pick if you put it up against every sports movie. But it is a great pick if you put it up against the Disney Channel originals. Give me Brink, Andy Brink Brinker. Great pick. Team Poppin' Suds, faux life.
There's no argument there. Nobody doesn't like Brink. Who says they don't like Brink? They're assholes. That's what I say. All right, my pick. So for me, there are three movies that I don't even know if they're first round picks. I didn't really rank these. It's kind of hard because when you're kids, you know, sometimes they stand out more in your mind. But for me, there were three movies. It was Halloween Town, it was Brink, and it was Johnny Freaking Tsunami, baby.
Ugh! Johnny Tsunami.
I wanted that in a second.
I watched that relatively recently. Can we talk about real quick how awesome, the best part about Disney Plus for me anyway, is going back and watching some of the Disney Channel originals from when I was a kid.
Yep. Yeah, Johnny Tsunami holds up. It really does. I'm with you, Toba. I watched it with my mom like this year, like 2020. We watched it. So I love Johnny Tsunami. I love the fact that they've got like the Jets and the Sharks, the Crips and the Bloods, the two warring freaking snowboarders and skiers. It's like urchins and something else.
Yeah, the urchins and the something else.
Yeah.
That was, I think, one of the very first things I watched when we got the Disney Plus was Johnny Tsunami. Yep. So that's a great pick. I'm not going to argue with you there.
All right. And then my next pick, I'm going to pick one that I've never seen. Well, let me take it back. I've seen it. I don't really remember it. Probably doing other things while I was watching it. High School Musical. That movie came out when we were a little bit older, so we'll just leave it at that.
What were you doing while you were watching it, Kevin?
I was hooking up with a woman. Does that make you feel better?
Yes.
Yes. It came out in like 06. Like we were all dating at that point. So yeah.
So I love I don't love High School Musical. I don't think I've ever actually seen it. I know it's a good pick.
We're soaring.
I'm mad that you picked it though, because I'm between two, and now I don't know which one to take.
Tell me both of them. I'll let you know which one to take.
Well, I had four first round picks, and two of them are still available.
So then take them, fool.
I can't. I only have one pick here. I'm gonna take Smart House.
Yeah, see, that's not a first round pick.
Smart House is so good.
It's not necessarily a second. It's not that bad in the second round. I just don't think it's a first round pick.
I think Smart House is a first round. I think Smart House is one of the most popular, and it has your girl Katie Sagal, who I love, and it was a great movie. Who didn't want Pat in their house until she went crazy, of course.
I don't disagree with you, Topa. I just don't know how many people remember everything about Smart. Like, I think the ones that we're going to talk about, a lot of these, you're like, yep, I remember this. We just talked about Johnny Tsunami and the urchins, right? I don't know how many people are going to be like, Smart House. Oh, yeah, I remember this, this, and this.
Jump, jump, the house is jumping.
Mm. We'll see.
I love Smart House.
Smart House was not getting back to you in my...
And I knew
from
that.
From my side, it was not getting back to you.
And I knew that.
Yeah. I was definitely taking that next. That was the first movie that I watched, as far as the originals go, once Disney Plus came out. So I got back to back here. I really just want to make sure I take whichever one Topa thought was a first round pick as well. Since he's such a big Jonas Brothers fan, I'm going to take Camp Rock.
That one was not on my list at all.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that one.
Justin, by the time Camp Rock came out, I was like 15. I wasn't watching these movies anymore.
I guess I was, what, 13? I watched Camp Rock. I think Camp Rock was really good.
By 05-ish, anything like High School Musical, 05-ish, that area, like I was out on these movies by then.
That's fair.
So it might be a good pick for the younger people.
Yeah,
for
Camp Rock was... Hold on. Let's start here. Let's stop. Everybody, nobody else talk for a second. Camp Rock came out in 08, June of 08.
I was graduating high school.
Yeah, what the hell were you doing, Justin?
You were like...
Watching Camp Rock.
You were just like a sophomore like, in high school.
Damn, Justin.
Touching myself to Demi Lovato is what I was
doing. Were you still fat, Justin, then? Is that why you were watching Camp Rock?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I watched Fat Camp, and then I watched Camp Rock. I like Camp.
Yeah, I was graduating high school when that came out.
Yeah, I had already finished first year of college. I didn't, nope. All right, Justin, what's your next pick?
This one, I think, is a very good movie. Maybe a little underrated, but I think it's a very, very good movie. I'm going to take The Color of Friendship.
Yes.
I don't know that movie either.
I think it has an awesome, awesome message, especially to young people at our age when we were watching it. I think it was very well done. It was honestly probably not ahead of its time, but...
It definitely wasn't ahead of its time because it's...
I think people should go back and watch it now.
Yeah.
Because it's important and it has a really good message. So The Color of Friendship, I think, is a great pick here.
Yeah, The Color of Friendship is a lot like... It's a lot like the 80 movies with like... What's the one with Color Purple and shit like that? Like it's got a deep racial meaning.
And it was still really, it was good enough to entertain me as a kid. Even though I probably didn't understand the undertones and what was going on, it was still a really good movie.
Yeah, I agree with you, Justin. Good pick.
So my other first round pick is still here. And my other first round pick was Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century.
Oh, man, that, you stole my Z-quel.
Yeah, I don't, not the Z-quel. You can still get, you can still pick the Z-quel.
Girl of the 21st Century was not the best Xenon movie.
Zetus Lapidus, Justin.
That's the first Xenon movie. It introduced us to the character. And remember, right in my age wheelhouse. That hit me, I think I was like 10 years old when that came out.
So. Yeah, so you know why it wasn't the best one? Because we didn't get enough. What was the guy's name? Zoom, zoom, zoom. What was his name?
Make her heart go boom, boom, boom. My supernova girl.
To whoever that was, we got a lot of him in the second movie. So give me Xenon the Z-quel. Hey, I'm with Justin on this one. I think the Z-quel was better.
I do. This is not like a pick on Taupe, like be an asshole kind of thing. I just actually genuinely believe, like, I put Xenon the Z-quel. To put it in perspective, Xenon the Z-quel was bolded and underlined. Xenon, the Girl of the 21st Century, was only italicized.
Thank God for Justin. Thank God he's filled us in there. All right. Then my next pick. This is going to take a little trust. Topa let it slip that his wife had the 13th year, highly ranked. I'm going to have to go with it. That's the fish movie, the merman movie. Oh, so man. let's see if that gets me some picks. That one's on Alexa.
Like super fast swimmer.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He crushed it in swimming, and then he just started developing these weird feelings and stuff as he got into his 13th year, hit puberty, and became a merman.
I think we all experienced some weird feelings and stuff in our 13th year, but at least we all didn't turn into fish. So,
my 13th year was a wild ride.
We're still 3 years away from watching Camp David, whatever the hell it was.
Camp Rock. Not Camp David.
Like, a lot of people have seen Camp Rock.
Yeah, not when they were 17 years old.
It just wasn't in my wheelhouse.
I would venture to say that Camp Rock was a Jonas Brothers coming out party.
It might have been, and they probably announced that they were here instead of announcing they were back.
They probably announced that we've arrived, baby.
We've arrived, baby. So 13th year was my next pick because I was between two and Alexa had said this one was good.
Alexa said it. So this one's on Alexa. If it doesn't work for me, it doesn't work.
Well, you know, I've been going with Alexa a lot this season. And it has not worked for me yet. So who's to say? I'm going to take The Luck of the Irish, the movie where he turns into a leprechaun, I'm pretty sure.
Didn't he just have the leprechauns work with him? I don't think he turned into a leprechaun.
He had funky ears.
Leprechaun, yeah, he was turning into a leprechaun.
Oh, the basketball movie.
I'm a big sports fan, even as a kid. So any movie that had to do with some sports, I liked it. So Luck of the Irish.
Yeah, that's a pretty good pick. That was one of them that I'm like, I really wish I could get this back. That's why I would like to have the second pick in this draft.
Well, that's why I went second pick. Yeah. Although, I'm happy. I got three picks that I thought were first rounders, so I'm happy with my placement. Go ahead, Justin. You got two in a row.
Interesting. To end out the fourth round here, I'm going to go
probably end out the third round first, and then maybe start the fourth.
I started the third, dumbass. This is the end of the fourth.
Yeah, come on.
Counting is hard, but four comes after three.
I was trying to get in the head, hope that he had one more pick.
Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire here. I love that one.
I remember watching it. I don't remember anything about it.
Oh, I love it. I love that one. But then I'm going to go with True Confessions. Right after it.
I don't know that one. This is where we clearly show our age gap. I don't know either of these because, I didn't watch Disney movies when I was in high school. Justin has a leg up. This might be a category he whoops our ass.
I mean, you did pick High School Musical, but.
Yeah, but I told you I didn't really watch it that much. So
Toby, he picked High School Musical because it brought it back to the last time he had sex.
I know of Camp Rock. I've only seen one of Justin's movies, but our fans are typically younger than me, so maybe they'll know something I don't. I am going to take a scary movie here. I'm going to take Don't Look Under the Bed. That was at the Boogeyman. He turned the pool into blood. I was so scared of that when I was a kid. So Don't Look Under the Bed.
Yeah, that one's good. I'm surprised, Tope. I thought there were four other movies that were maybe a little better.
There are several.
There's still too many. Because the problem is Justin's gone off on, and I don't know if he's right or not, but these are not, he is picking movies off of mine, and I barely had 18 that I felt good about. So like,
yeah, I was going to say, gone off in your opinion.
That's what I said. I'm not saying, I don't know.
Especially when, I feel like especially this category, the 2 year age gap actually matters.
Yeah, and if our fans are closer in your age, then that's going to be huge for you. But you have your last four picks weren't even on my list. But
yep,
you know what I mean. Like Camp Rock, I know it was popular, so who the hell knows?
All right, I've got my last two picks here, and again, like I said, there were four-ish movies that I really wanted to get one of them, and now I have to choose between these. So because they almost all got back to me. So
that's been the hardest part.
I know for sure I'm taking Cadet Kelly. So let's just get that one out of the way. You had the girl from, you had Lizzie McGuire. You had the girl from Even Stevens.
Ren.
Yeah, her name was Ren. That's right. So give me Cadet Kelly. I think that's one that people will remember because they had two pretty big stars.
That might be the last Disney Channel original movie I ever watched. I think it came out like the end of 03, 04. I cannot remember anything after that, so.
My last pick, I am going to take Motocrossed. I like that one. That was a good one.
That was a third round pick for me. I was coming up on that one.
I liked Motocrossed. I thought that was a good one. There's one other one that I really want to take just because I think people will remember it, but we'll see.
Cheetah girls, cheetah sisters.
not the one I was talking about.
But that one, Motocross is on my list. That was coming up for me. I have two left that I had as third round picks. I'm trying to decide between the two of them. Do we have a Lawrence Brothers movie yet on this list?
What the heck is no, we do not.
We don't. And they were a staple of the Disney Channel originals. I'm going to pick The Other Me. It had the youngest Lawrence, Andrew maybe. And that's the one where he clones himself.
Alfred Morse.
No, it's not Alfred. That might not be a good pick. I just wanted to get the Lawrence brothers on here because they were a staple of these movies, and I feel like they belong.
I just looked it up. Angelo.
Nope, it's definitely Andrew. I shouldn't say definitely because I don't know for sure.
It's Angel.
It was like they were Joey, Andrew, and then the older one. I don't know his name.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Is the Lawrence brother one of the ones that plays like Eric Matthews?
Not Eric Matthews, but Jack Hunter from Boy Meets World.
Okay.
You are correct. You're just on the wrong person. All right, Justin, let's go. Close this out.
I got a few left here. But speaking of Eric Matthews, I loved Boy Meets World growing up. So I was a big Eric Matthews fan. I don't know who the actor's name is, apparently, because I thought it was a Lawrence brother. But it's not.
It's Will Friedle. Friedle.
However, he does star in a Disney movie original.
He did?
That I loved.
I don't remember that.
My Date with a President's Daughter. I absolutely loved that movie.
I've never heard of that.
Absolutely love that movie. Look it up to make sure it's a Disney original if you want to check me here.
I'm literally doing that right now.
It wasn't on the list that I saw.
It's not. It's not on this list. So I don't
think... My Date with the President's Daughter, 1998, Walt Disney Television, premiered...
Yeah, it's not on this list.
As part of ABC's revival of The Wonderful World of Disney.
Yeah, I'm sorry, so that doesn't...
not a Disney Channel original.
It literally says Disney.
No, it says... Disney owns ABC, you idiot. That's not Disney Channel original movie.
It has a Disney Channel movie.
Fine.
We had one rule. It was very simple.
I mean, when I looked it up, it has literally Disney's logo on the album cover. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, but so does The Lion King, but that doesn't count as a Disney movie.
Yeah, but it's not. It didn't go in movie theaters first, so.
But it wasn't on the Disney Channel.
Anyways, I have Phantom of the Megaplex still left on my list. Cheetah Girls still left on my list, but I'm going to go with Alley Cat around the
Alley Cat Strike. That was the one, if I hadn't picked Other Me, I'd have picked Alley Cat Strike.
So there's a bunch, like Alley Cat Strike, Miracle in Lane 2, Jet Jackson movie, Halloween Town 2. Double Teamed.
The Even Stevens movie.
Yeah, I'm very surprised that some of these are still on here.
I'm going to put a caveat because I still think My Day with the President's Daughter is a Disney Channel original.
I am 100% positive it's not. We just looked it up on a list and it wasn't there.
Yeah.
But anyways, Justin, you had the first overall pick. Sorry.
I like the apology. That's staying in there.
Well, I was just trying to let you know that I didn't do that on purpose.
Oh, I was confused. I thought you might have done it on purpose.
You had the first overall pick.
Stop screaming over Christopher.
Then stop talking when I'm trying to do my job here. Well, you're always bothering me.
When you scream, you already have spiked the mic, and there's no chance that I'm going to be able to recover them.
How do you know that I spiked the mic?
Because I'm so smart.
I have not. I just looked at my little thing. I have not spiked the mic.
You have no idea if you spiked the mic.
I know what it looks like. I can see the little friggin' things.
So you spike the mic all the time and then you just...
On purpose, apparently.
No, I don't normally look at it. I looked at it because you're pissing me off. Anyways, Justin, you had the first overall pick. You took Halloween Town, Camp Rock, Color of Friendship, Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire, True Confessions, and Alley Cat Strike.
Do we need to check Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire too? I don't know that one either.
You can.
Oh, if,
no, that one's on there. 2000. That one's on
I've
there.
I've watched all of these on Disney.
Yeah, but that doesn't make them Disney Channel originals.
What is wrong with this man?
I'm just telling you, I still think it is. Okay. And I'm going to do further research once we get off of this.
We've all looked at, we all just looked at the list and it wasn't
I don't care if we all, you know, I don't care.
Are you going to defend your team or are you just going to keep talking about the movie that isn't allowed?
For my time, the movies that I've seen, I like my team a lot. The only one I'm missing is Smart House. So that was a good pick by Tope. Other than that, really, really like my team.
Yeah, I think it's an age thing. I only know two of your six, but...
It's not just an age thing, because Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire was 2000. Color of Friendship was also 2000. You just probably didn't watch them all because you were poor and couldn't afford the Disney Channel at that time.
Always had the Disney Channel.
Sounds like you're a poor.
Oh, maybe they weren't movies that stayed with me, I guess. Anyways, I had the second pick. I chose Brink.
Poor.
Smart House.
Help me, I'm poor!
You good? Y'all set?
Help me, I'm poor.
Oh, yeah, say it again. It was so funny the first time. You had to repeat it. That was good.
I did giggle.
Yeah, well, you're drunk.
No.
No. Sent us a text like 40 minutes ago saying he was drunk.
That's not true. I just had a margarita at dinner.
Whatever. Anyways, I had the second pick. I took Brink, Smart House, Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century, Luck of the Irish, Don't Look Under the Bed, and The Other Me. My first three picks I had as first rounders, whether you did it or not is irrelevant.
It's worked out so well for you so far.
I won last episode. I love Luck of the Irish. I like every one of these movies. The Other Me, I wish I had Alley Cat Strike instead, but, you know, you got to get the Lawrences on there. Just like I thought last draft, I had to get the Who on there. So I did that one for the integrity of this draft.
Integrity. It's very important.
All right, Kevin, you had the third pick. You took Johnny Tsunami, High School Musical, Xenon the Zequel, The 13th Year, Cadet Kelly, and Motocrossed.
Justin, tomorrow morning, poll, Xenon versus Zequel. That's what we're putting up. We're going to figure out what the people think. Which one's better there?
I'll put that on the gram as well.
Nobody asked you.
Nobody asked you.
So I got to be honest. I think the third pick was hard here because I think Halloween Town and Brink have a longer memory relationship with people. I'm hoping that the later picks for me kind of won me over. So that's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping Cadet Kelly and I am hoping for Motocrossed that will jog people's memories and people will love those movies. I'm really surprised that The Miracle in Lane 2 didn't get picked because it did have Frankie Muniz. It wasn't a great movie, but it still had little Frankie. So I thought that movie would get picked.
And yeah, don't forget to vote this week. Jog your memory. Go watch some of these on Disney Plus before you vote. And then maybe you'll pick my team even more.
Probably not, though.
Justin, you want to read a review?
Review.
Not only have I not pre-read this episode's review, but Jesus, we all know I need to do that before I stutter. BMAR226, awesome pandemic listening. We're all looking for something to take our minds off of the current state of the world, and this is the perfect bi-weekly distraction. The hosts have great chemistry. Again, I hate these guys. The hosts have great chemistry, the format is fun, and the audience interaction really makes you feel like you're part of the show. Which I can say with confidence since I was on an episode and found out people don't appreciate Power Rangers as much as I do. Brian from Wicked Good Everything.
Oh, that's a good review, Brian. Thank you for leaving that review. You are correct. The people will eat you alive. But also, you guys make fun of my pick and whatever. I don't care about Hufflepuff and I don't care about virginity. Power Rangers in a 90s movie draft in the second round is one of the worst picks in the history of this.
Yeah.
This
Brian learned firsthand how difficult this actually can be. It's not easy to take an entire decade and shrink it down into six picks. And that's what we're doing. And that's what we've continued to do. And that's why we suck so bad at this.
Literally, the only worst pick was Virginity.
Virginity was the worst pick.
I'm sorry. Of all time. Virginity is always the bad guy. Always.
Probably the worst pick of all time. But anyways, leave us a review, and we'll read it here to close out the show. And don't forget to vote in this episode's poll. We'll be releasing this tomorrow, which is a holiday, so that's awesome. Well, for most of us. And the episode will be out Monday, and the poll will be out on Tuesday.
He is falling apart. He is falling apart.
I realized I was talking for too long, and I was trying to get to the point. And then you started talking, and now we're just still in it. We've created a conundrum here.
Oh, my date with the president's daughter
was not a Disney Channel original.
With the president's daughter
was not on Disney Channel. All
right, let's close this up.
Anyway, yeah, episode out Monday, poll on Tuesday, Facebook and Instagram at With My Next Pick. For Justin and Kevin, I'm Topa, and my date with the president's daughter wasn't on Disney Channel original. See you next time.
Zetus Lapidus, Justin, it wasn't an original.
I don't want to see your penis, Kevin.